5th of July, 1935. On Mona, silence. Talk number 60. Sri Bhagavan says, "The silence of solitude is forced. Restrained speech in society amounts to silence, for the person then controls one's speech. The speaker must come forth before he speaks. If engaged otherwise, speech is restrained. Introverted mind is otherwise active and is not anxious to speak. Mona as a disciplinary measure is meant for limiting the mental activities due to speech. If the mind is otherwise controlled, disciplinary mona is unnecessary, for mona becomes natural." Vidyarana has said that 12 years of forced mona brings about absolute mona, that is, makes one unable to speak. It is more like a mute animal than otherwise. That is not mona. Mona is constant speech. Inactivity is constant activity. The 6th of July, 1935, talk number 61. Mr. Ekanatha Rao asks, "How is dhyana practiced, with the eyes open or closed?" Maharshi, "It may be done either way. The point is that the mind must be introverted and kept active in its pursuit. Sometimes it happens that when the eyes are closed, the latent thoughts rush forth with great vigor. It may also be difficult to introvert the mind with the eyes open. It requires strength of mind to do so. The mind is contaminated when it takes in objects. Otherwise, it is pure. The main factor in dhyana is to keep the mind active in its own pursuit without taking in external impressions or thinking of other matters." Talk number 62. Mr. Ekanatha Rao, "What is sparana? A kind of indescribable but palpable sensation in the heart center." Maharshi, "Sparana is felt on several occasions, such as in fear, excitement, etc. Although it is always and all over, yet it is felt at a particular center and on particular occasions. It is also associated with antecedent causes and confounded with the body. Whereas, it is all alone and pure. It is the self. If the mind be fixed on the sparana, and one senses it continuously and automatically, it is realization. Again, sparana is the fourth state of realization. It is pure. The subject and object proceed from it. If the person mistakes oneself for the subject, objects must necessarily appear different from oneself. They are periodically withdrawn and projected, creating the world and the subject's enjoyment of the same. If, on the other hand, the person feels oneself to be the screen on which the subject and object are projected, there can be no confusion, and one can remain watching their appearance and disappearance without any perturbation to the self.